Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Rise and shine, people. We have a lot to talk about, not just the weekend that was in the NFL, as we'll get to some of the biggest upsets, and of course, the big game between the Chiefs and the Bills, but some breaking news in the NFL, according to Adam Schefter. The Dolphins are trading edge rusher Jalen Phillips to the Eagles in exchange for a 2026 third-round pick. Howie Roseman has been on it over the past few weeks. He is now traded for Jair Alexander, Michael Carter, and now Jalen Phillips, who is a former first-round pick. So when you see this, I feel like this is the same feeling I got when the Patriots used to be at their peak. When they would trade for somebody, no matter how down in the dumps this player was, you said, oh, this team got fleeced, and this player is going to go to this team and be absolutely amazing. Denton, do you have this feeling about the Eagles right now?
Howie Roseman does it again. He's the only, It feels like he is playing chess and everybody's playing checkers with the trade deadline. I mean, he made this move at like 7:30 a.m. Who's awake in the NFL at 7:30 a.m.? Well, apparently Howie Roseman, he is immaculate with the way that he makes these sorts of decisions. I don't know if any of these players are going to be massively beneficial for Philadelphia in terms of them looking to repeat and win a Super Bowl, but it's not going to stun you if they are, will it? Like, let's just say we're, you know, months down the road here, divisional game. They got to have a big sack on a third down. And who is up? Jalen Phillips, the guy they traded for at the trade deadline. Maybe they need a big pass deflection. I'm not going to say interception because Jair Alexander's had a tough year. But a big pass deflection. Jair Alexander makes a big pass deflection. He's immaculate with his decision making. I don't know how they have so many picks at this point. Like, it feels like they're just operating at a level that's so far above everybody else. He is really, like, he needs to have an award named after him at this point, honestly.
Well, listen, like, he won the Super Bowl last year. So, like, it is coming to fruition. It's not like his trophy case is empty. But it just feels like one of those things where, to me, it's not good enough to be one of the best teams in the NFL. You have to keep adding pieces. And if you're not adding pieces and trying to actively get better with some of these in-season trades, you're going to be left for wanting, it feels like, in the postseason. So I do think the Eagles have done a great job of staying aggressive and looking for those players, no matter what, you know, you can look at the roster and be like, well, we won a Super Bowl last year. Isn't that enough? No, it's not enough. I feel like in the NFL, you got to keep shuffling the deck and you got to keep looking for more.
And he's so good at that. I mean, so good at
yes.
that. And they, the nice thing is that, like, they still have their core group of guys. So it's not like they're releasing, they're not moving anyone. Although a part of me has thought that maybe A.J. Brown, this will be his last year in Philadelphia because tensions are high. But they're not moving off of him now. So they have their core group of guys, and they're just using the draft to draft well. Like Cooper DeJean's been good. Quinyon Mitchell's been really good. But now they're using late-round picks or mid-round picks to supplement. Like, I don't know if you're going to get in the third round a better edge guy than Jalen Phillips. Like, I'm not guaranteed of that. So you give up a third-round pick for a guy that you feel like is going to help you now in your quest to repeat. It's just, it's brilliance. He truly is a master at work.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I've been on the other end of this. I remember very vividly when the Titans traded away A.J. Brown. And they all told us, oh, well, we have this guy named Treylon Burks, who is the next A.J. Brown. Narrator says this. Treylon Burks was not the next A.J. Brown. In fact, I'm pretty sure he's not even in the NFL right now. Maybe
oh,
he's on
is.
The practice squad with you guys.
No, he got blown up on a block last night on a screenplay. Just completely torched. Didn't stand a chance. Didn't plant the legs. Nothing.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, it would be one thing if the Titans had a great history of, like, turning these picks into something. But we don't draft well. So, like, let's not trade away homegrown superstars for these picks when we can't even do anything with them. So, like, I know that's a sidebar, but still. It's been very heartbreaking to watch A.J. Brown, you know, haul these big passes. And I understand some people look at, like, the quote-unquote diva behavior and they're like, well, this is why it didn't work out in Tennessee. We still needed him. Like, we didn't have anybody. Ryan Tannehill didn't have anybody throw to after that. So we could have put up with it. And listen, if AJ, you want to read a book on the sideline, we'll get you 15 targets a game. We don't care. If you want to come back to Tennessee, welcome back, brother.
Yeah, here's $30 million. We'll get you a library card and you'll get 15 catches a game. Have some fun.
Right? So we would be overjoyed to have him back. But it is not the case, and it's the Eagles who continue to make big moves. All right, over the weekend, the big game that I thought was Sunday Night Football, when I looked outside and it was pitch black, I was like, this is a great Sunday Night Football matchup. But instead, it was the 3:25 game, was the Chiefs and the Bills. And I'm not going to say that it necessarily lived up to the hype, because I did think that we would see more from Patrick Mahomes and company, but this game was close. Down the stretch, you thought the Chiefs might make a run at it, but instead it is the Bills who get the best of the Chiefs once again in the regular season. So, Den, was there anything that surprised you in this game? Like, I think for me it was the Bills' defense. Bills' defense looked all right. Like, my one question mark about the Bills was, okay, is this a championship-level defense? I've never had questions about Josh Allen, but I thought the defense had some really good spots here.
I mean, Allen was locked in. You know, he was excellent in this one. But, like, three incomplete.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Completions is crazy. I thought his efficiency with the level of disparity in, you know, weapons on the outside, that was what was surprising to me, because you're right, this Bills defense played a Kansas City offense that had been decimating opponents fantastically. You know, since Rashee Rice got back, he's been really excellent. Obviously, we know what Travis Kelce is in these sorts of big moments, and you see these guys put up numbers. Hollywood Brown had 73 yards, although 40 of those came on that big play in the fourth quarter with Mahomes. But it felt like they had them in a blender. They being the Bills had the Chiefs in a blender for the entirety of the game. I thought this was, in a big-time matchup, this was as bad as we've seen Mahomes. 15 of 34, an interception, no touchdowns. He got thoroughly outplayed by Josh Allen. And the immediate pushback as well, it's the regular season, who cares? Look, we'll get to the playoffs when the playoffs come. But for what happened on Sunday, the Bills are a much better team than Kansas City is right now. They run the football substantially better. James Cook was awesome. They throw the football substantially better, despite the fact that they have, I mean, could you even name the top three Bills wide receivers without looking? I don't think most people could. Like, Keon Coleman's funny.
It's all tight ends.
It's all tight ends. Like, it's Dalton Kincaid and I think Dawson Knox. But that's who Josh Allen is throwing to, and you can't stop it. And for a Chiefs defense that has, over the past couple of years, been, you know, really good at stifling offenses, they didn't really have an answer for Buffalo. Now, I will say, I know Josh Allen was furious when that kick missed with 9 seconds left. I know he's sitting there on the sideline like, God, do not create another way for this dude to embarrass me. We've seen the 27 seconds where they, no timeouts, they just march down the field, 27-31 or whatever it was. They just march down the field. I know he's sitting there like, not again. Not again. Time, I mean, honestly, in like 30 years, because it was never fun when Brady was there. For the first time in like 30 years, this is a fun division in football again.
Oh, absolutely. And it's almost more fun because the bottom half is an absolute train wreck. So, like, it's entertaining from both angles, in my opinion. But what's wild to me about the Chiefs is that Patrick Mahomes can look like garbage for like a good portion of the game. And then they'll complete a 4th and 19? And you're like, Okay, that's why the Chiefs stick around. Because they have the ability to make some of these wild plays that even when Patrick Mahomes does not look his best, like, the Chiefs hang around. Like, they didn't play a good game, like you said, and this game was still, you know, decided in the fourth quarter. So I think that's the scary part about the Chiefs is that, like, last year, for most of the season, they didn't look like a great team either, but yet they ended up in the Super Bowl. So it's one of those things when it comes to the playoffs, when it is a one-game sample size, this is the scary part about the Chiefs. They are able to win games even when they're not at their best.
I think Patrick Mahomes inadvertently just torpedoed any shot of the 4th and 15 onside kick thing, because that 4th and 17 was about as basic as it comes.
Okay.
He said, I'm going to take a 20-step drop. He literally just he got the ball and he just ran straight backwards to give himself all the time in the world and give his receivers time to get open. So all this conversation about just eliminate the onside kick and give him 4th and 15s, when you have a guy that can do that on a 4th and 17, that's unfair, because not everybody can do that, right? There's a very elite class of guys that can do that, but he may have just torpedoed that whole thing because that looked like easy to him. If I didn't know that was a 4th and 17, that's just like a routine play that he just did. And it was insane. And how did they lose Rashee Rice on that? Like, if there's one guy that I'm going to make sure I'm covering, it's Rashee Rice.
I will say it's very frustrating going from watching my Titans offense to these offenses where you're like, wow, we would never make a play like that in a million years. But correct me if I'm wrong, because I do think that I am looking at this through the perspective of somebody who had a bet on Patrick Mahomes to run the football more. He ran the ball once for 5 yards. I feel like Patrick Mahomes is a good runner, and there were times in this game where I feel like he should have just gone for it. And this is what has made him dangerous over his career, is that he is a dual threat. Do you think Patrick Mahomes should have ran the ball more, or is this just me being mad about my bet?
It might be you being mad about your bet. I think that was another real massive thing that the Bills did defensively. They completely eliminated that. They said, you're not going to run.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to beat us with your arm, which is crazy to be like, hey, beat us with your arm, Patrick Mahomes. Like, okay. But they did a really good job of playing stout defense and eliminating his legs and then making it really difficult with his arm, because they can't run with anybody else. I mean, Kareem Hunt had an okay day, but they're just not committed to the run. And why would you be? You have the best quarterback of a generation. Like, I'm not giving the running back the ball 30 times, but they need to be better with the way that they pick and choose their spots to run. People are starting to realize that Mahomes is going to make some YOLO plays, and some of them are like really, really YOLO. It works a lot of the times, but there are also some times where it misses. And if it misses in big games, you're putting yourself at a disadvantage.
Right, and if you can get some pressure on Patrick Mahomes as well, is that we will see him take some of those 20-step dropbacks, and they don't always convert. Like, sometimes he will go for negative 15 yards rushing in the Super Bowl. We've seen that before, because I have bet on his rushing prop in the Super Bowl before, and I've watched him continually go for negative yards. That's not fun either. All right, coming up next, it's hour three of the show, and we'll start off with our biggest takeaways from Sunday Night Football. It's next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.